We've already highlighted several products and pieces of technology on the show that can help slow down the spread of COVID-19. Central to that effort is the killing of infectious viruses that adhere to surfaces in hospitals and nursing homes. Door handles are a real source of infection, and they can harbour and pass on microbial disease. An Irish company, Clever Hygiene Solutions, has come up with a simple device that can cut infections from door handles. And to tell us all about it, I'm joined by Marketing and Communications Director with Clever Hygiene Solutions, Cathal O'Byrne, and by Adjunct Associate Professor in Microbiology at the Moyne Institute at Trinity College in Dublin, Dr. Ronnie Russell. You're both very welcome to the programme.
Morning, Pat.
Good morning.
We'll talk to you, Cathal, first of all, and where the idea for this product came from and exactly what it is.
Okay, so the idea originally was born out of a time when Brian Cunningham's father was in hospital and he contracted MRSA and he noticed that there was nothing available and wanted to try and design something that in some small way could help prevent the spread. So the company was established with Brian Cunningham and Maurice McDonough back in 2013. And essentially since then, they've been developing and refining the hygiene, called a hygiene, handle hygiene device.
A handle hygiene device. Yeah, go on.
Its purpose is basically to prevent door handles and especially toilet and washroom doors from being a source of cross-contamination, as you referred to. Frequent and commonly used door handles are typically known to harbor a wide range of microbial growth, as you said. A device, when used, in conjunction with a suitable food disinfectant, destroys this growth, helping to prevent cross-contamination. Brian's got a great mantra. He says, just because you've washed your hands doesn't mean the person before you did. And this is why the handle hygiene device is really important, as it will help to reduce the potential cross-contamination.
I have a friend who worked with me in RTE, and when he would go into the men's toilet, he would wash his hands, and then he would wait for another person to arrive to open the door.
Absolutely.
For him to exit, because he would not touch those handles. Sure. He suspected that they were not as clean as they might be.
Sure, I have to say I'm one of those people as well. I absolutely hate having gone to the trouble of washing my hands, then having to touch a door that somebody else may not have washed their hands in. So this product particularly helps in that sphere.
Okay, now, I'm sure it has gone through a number of design iterations since Brian first had that idea. Brian is director of Clever Hygiene Solutions, seeing his father with MRSA. It's gone through a number of iterations. What did it start out like, and what does it look like now?
Well, essentially, it was quite a clunky, large unit. It was originally made of stainless steel, and there were mechanical parts to it. The current version is a very small mechanical device that essentially requires no batteries or power supply. It utilizes the energy created by the opening closing motion of the door, which ensures essentially that every time the door is used, the system performs. There's no maintenance involved. So what it is essentially, it's a box. It's a rectangular box, which is about 220 mil, which is about 8 3/4 inches. By, say, 120 mil by 31 mil. So you can imagine it's quite a small box, and it's very lightweight. It's only 420 grams, without the sanitizer fluid. So it's very light, and it can be very easily installed onto a door. It's approximately 8 inches above the door handle, and it usually can be fixed with double-sided tape. The mechanism, essentially, is there's a little pin that, as the door closes, the pin pushes into the cartridge, and the cartridge then essentially emits an atomized spray onto the door handle, and it covers both the front and the back of the door handle and the top and the bottom. That's the test. The tests have proven that it covers it, and essentially it sprays it onto that. But at the same time, it can also spray a certain amount of sanitizer onto the person's hand as well, which obviously gives an additional safety feature.
So effectively, every time the handle is used, you get this psst onto the handle, which disinfects the handle. Now, what goes into it? I mean, what is the sanitizing material?
Okay, so I mean, obviously, this is an area that obviously probably Dr. Russell would probably be able to better support you in terms of the information. But essentially, the sanitizers are approved by the hospitals in the normal day-to-day regime. So it's not an alcohol-based sanitizer that we use at the moment. It's just it's one of a series of sanitizers we've checked on. We've tested a number, and we've obviously used those that are compliant with the various regulations that are suitable for sanitizer use within the hospital environment.
Okay, and hospitals may rotate their sanitizing materials depending on the effectiveness of them as time goes on. Tell me, what does the device cost, and is it readily available?
Yes, but as I said, the company was established in 2013. It's obviously gone through, as you correctly said, it's gone through a number of iterations. The current unit that we have in the marketplace is actually being currently installed into a number of locations, including the Beacon Court, Bank of Ireland, Kappa Hospital, Taylor Hospital, and a number of nursing homes. It is already available to others as well. We're also distributing it to distributors abroad, including into 3,000 units actually were sent to Malaysia a number of years ago. And we're also sent samples to the US and Canada as well. Coming back to your request on the cost, essentially there is a unit cost for the actual casing, and then there's a unit cost for the sanitizer refill. Those costs, obviously, when you're multiplying the quantity required, obviously those costs will obviously be impacted by the quantity that's ordered. So we would have a specific retail cost for those. And as I said, we would expect orders to come in fairly large quantities, because this is not necessary for the domestic market. So we would be looking at obviously providing larger quantities and therefore obviously reducing the cost of those down.
Okay, but ballpark, are we talking about, you know, 100 euro a unit, 200 euro a unit? What are we talking about?
That's fine. So what we're looking at for the unit cost for the casing is 50 euro. That's retail. And we're looking at a retail cost for the refill of the cartridges themselves of 22 euro.
Okay, so very affordable is the answer. And the door handle sanitizer can last for an average of 3,000 door openings. So even if you had to refill every night after the pub closed or whatever, that would get you through the following day. Now, we want to talk about the effectiveness of this. And Adjunct Associate Professor in Microbiology at the Moyne Institute at Trinity College, Dr. Ronnie Russell, you've been looking at the way all of this works. How effective is it?
Yes, I've looked at this over a couple of years, Pat, and it is a very effective unit. It really is a delivery device, and that is one of the most important sectors in infection control, because you can have all the greatest disinfectants or sanitizers or solutions in the world, but actually getting them to where they're needed in an efficient and sort of easy to manage fashion is very important, and I've looked at this phenomenon for years and years. It's all about delivery. So this device, as has been described, is about the size of a VHS cassette, not much larger than that, and fits easily to a door, and it will deliver a small amount of disinfectant of choice to the door handle.
Now, you have looked at
automatically.
You have looked, Ronnie, at different door handles. I mean, you looked at the ladies' loos and the gents' loos. What did you find about the amount of microbial contamination on those door handles?
Well, the studies in this looked at male and female toilet door handles with and without the device fitted. And there was a very, very clear difference between those with and without. One could really just describe the door handles without it as being gross. After the device was fitted, the microbial content almost dropped to zero. It's never absolute zero in my memory, because there are many, 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 many microbes on these handles, and it depends on the length of time that the door handle is not used. So busy toilets, they're used probably every few seconds. So we looked
now,
at pubs,
we don't want to be kind of sexist in any way, but which handles, door handles, were the dirtiest, the men's or the women's, Liz?
Unfortunately, it was the female toilets, which was a bit of a surprise at the time. But actually, since that study, the human microbiome's been researched a great deal, and we now know that females actually have more bacteria on their skins and a wider diversity of bacteria as well, naturally occurring. So that all makes sense.
Now, the question of contamination, we are talking about the coronavirus at the moment. I presume in your studies that you were looking at the door handles from loos, and you're looking at bacteria in the main, but I presume you can put sanitizer in that will kill everything.
Yes, the sanitizers are all well tested and are produced to create a particular effect on a particular surface, and one can put any validated disinfectant into these units. So one is pretty sure of the spectrum of organisms that it will control and kill. With viruses, they range from being quite obstinate to very easy to kill. And actually, the coronavirus is not what one would class as a very tough virus. It has what's called an envelope around it, a little membranous envelope, which is quite susceptible to detergents as well as disinfectants. So that's why the soap and water mantra gets repeated again and again.
Now, so Ronnie, what's the story? Obviously that will help with any kind of a handle, and many handles are stainless steel or aluminium. I was reading, though, something about copper. What is it about copper that kills bugs?
Copper and silver, for a long, long time, have been known to have antimicrobial effects, and one can go back as far as Roman times to see silver coins being thrown into a jug of wine to stop it from spoiling. Copper also has properties which are toxic to microbes, and one can think of several hospitals in the UK where all their door handles and push plates in the hospital have been changed out for copper ones. It's quite an expensive exercise, but it has a demonstrable effect. And we know also that silver has similar effects, and you'll find little silver granules embedded in chopping boards and steering wheels and gear change levers and fascia in car, all the contact surfaces, really, and even in hospitals, same thing, embedded in plastic surfaces. So this tends to achieve probably a faster effect, because the copper takes time to actually achieve its effect. So overnight contact to reduce numbers of bugs. But in a busy hospital or a busy toilet in a workplace, a food production area or care homes, all of these places, toilets are used and door handles are used nonstop virtually. So contamination is always ongoing, whereas the handle hygiene device tries to keep up with it every time the door is used.
Okay, well, it sounds like a very clever and useful idea, and not an expensive one. And if you want to check it all out, well, Clever Hygiene Solutions is the name of the company. My thanks to Cathal O'Byrne, Marketing and Communications Director with that company, Clever Hygiene Solutions. And my thanks to Dr. Ronnie Russell, Adjunct Associate Professor in Microbiology at the Moyne Institute at Trinity College in Dublin.